Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was cheering yesterday. I mean, the people in the nursing home where I'm spending a lot of time trying to help my dad probably thought, what's going on in that room? Because I was so glad that Clarence Thomas pushed back on this idea that government bureaucrats get to decide whether you have rights or not, especially when it comes to the right to self-defense, the right to carry a weapon. Philip Van Cleve is the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. He is back with us this morning. I got to believe you were doing cartwheels.
Yeah, I can't believe my cheering didn't drown out yours wherever you were.
Okay. So tell me, what's your read on the opinion, and why is it good?
Okay, well, there are quite a few things in there. Now, some of it doesn't affect us directly because we are what's called a may-issue state. Shall-issue state.
Shall-issue,
which means that, yeah, it's shall-issue here. May-issue in Maryland, New York, New Jersey, places you really need to carry a gun. They're may-issue. It's up to them if they give you a permit. New York City is almost impossible unless you're rich. If you can grease the right pockets with money, then you could get a permit, which is totally corrupt and wrong. So anyhow, this ruling doesn't affect us in the sense that here you just apply, and the assumption is you're doing it for self-defense. You don't have to justify it. You just apply and so forth. So that part's not touched. However, number one, it'll protect us from a bad legislature trying to take us back to the May issue days we had prior to 1995. That won't be possible now. The other good things that come out in this is it's made passing gun control laws much, much harder. They have to reach a much higher level to be able to pass one, to pass constitutional muster.
Like what?
They've knocked out. Under the current system, what a lot of places have done, a lot of circuit courts have said, well, yes, this law is covered by the Constitution. Now we got a way whether it's more important for government's government's use that this law pass, or more important for the people. It's called a weighing, a balancing. And they struck all that down. They said, no, the Founding Fathers already balanced it, and they've decided that it tilts towards the people, that it's our right. It's not the government coming in there thinking it has some kind of power that it needs us for. Okay. So they said so that was great. Also, they clarified again that any firearm that is in common use is constitutionally protected. So forget your AR-15 ban, forget your AK-47 ban, forget that. Those guns are in common use, and it was clearly said that those kind of guns are constitutionally protected. Handguns, all of that stuff, semi-automatic rifles and shotguns, all that's covered. So that was another big takeaway in that. And I think again that balancing, taking that out of there, is going to be a big deal. That's going to strike down a bunch of stuff.
The overzealous folks are getting their hands slapped, and hopefully we'll think twice before they do that. Now, at the same time, you get this ruling, which makes us cheer. I read, the U.S. Senate and our two Democrat senators, Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, both of whom, I give them credit, they have come on the show many times, and I'm appreciative that they're willing to come on and take, you know, potentially hostile questions. But they voted for the bill that was before the Senate. What was in the Senate bill that you would say is just totally ridiculous or wrong?
Well, again, and by the way, they vote wrong every single time. They say we're gun owners, but when somebody says but like that, that wipes out everything in front of them.
You know, supporting the
Second Amendment. You know, the rest of it's baloney. They're gun control guys. So there were several things in there that we didn't like. You know, of course, there's the red flag issue that they put in there, and that, of course, doesn't get any help for a person. It allows their guns to be taken away without proper due process. It's a mess. That was in there. There was some good stuff in the sense that they're putting money towards mental health. That's fine. You know, we definitely could improve our mental health system. Mm-hmm. But The boyfriend loophole thing, again, that was just another way to block out more people, more and more people over misdemeanors. Oh, no, you had a misdemeanor, which is not supposed to take away gun rights, but they're going to say, yep, you got a misdemeanor, and, you know, therefore your gun rights are gone. They just keep, you know, chopping away.
And I was reading Tim Anderson's assessment, and he said one thing that was in there in this bill with the boyfriend loophole. I mean, and just to be clear, this is presumably a boyfriend who beats the heck out of his girlfriend.
No, that would be a felony if he did that. This is not that.
It's
this
not
is a
that.
Minor crime. It's a minor crime.
What, like shoving her?
Minor, shoving her, throwing a pillow at her. There's all kinds of things. No. If you're better off to have beat her under the law than get a felony, which you can get reversed, than you are to just shove her. That's how stupid these laws are. But Tim was saying
this gives the court the right to go back and petition to have your gun rights restored, and there are other laws that are out there now that do not provide you with that opportunity.
Correct. This is creating a real dichotomy. If you're a boyfriend, you can petition to get your rights back, and actually after 5 years, if you don't have any more issues, you can get your rights back automatically. Meanwhile, if you are a parent with a child or a spouse and you do the exact same thing, misdemeanor, you lose your rights and you can lose them forever. There is no appeal. They didn't fix any of that stuff. It's a total inequitable situation. It's wrong in the first place, but at least there should be a way out of it.
See, I don't like this horse trading for my fundamental rights. And if COVID taught me anything, it's that I'm not trusting these people to behave responsibly when it comes to when you put them in charge, whether it's a bureaucrat or a judge or especially a politician. Heck no. They're not just.
And you're a smart man for doing that, John.
And then the other component of this, which I thought was interesting, was this renewed or increased background checks. And I had to laugh because Democrats who vote for that are the same people who constantly say, let's seal the records, let's not prosecute, we don't want the school-to-prison pipeline, so let's not actually hold young people or juveniles accountable, and yet they think that what are you going to background check if you're not actually prosecuting or processing people who demonstrate that they're violent? It sounds like a very nice idea. This is responsible and moderate, but you're going to run a background check, and you don't have any data.
That's a good point. You can't have it both ways.
Right.
When it comes to guns, on the other side, when it comes to guns, all the rules are thrown out. Whatever they believe, when it comes to guns, it's magically, those are all thrown away, and they apply a whole different set of rules to that stuff. Here, they want to go, you know, where they want to be easy on younger people, and, you know, now suddenly they don't, but yet they've not given a mechanism to go after them, which is, as you say, a whole different issue. But we see this double standard constantly when it comes to guns. If you take the word guns out of some of their proposals and drop in automobile or home or anything else, you would really roll your eyes and, oh, my God, the government can't do this. It's ridiculous.
But because it's guns, people want desperately to do something to stop mass shootings, so they're willing to suspend critical thinking in this case.
They don't, you know, imagine, I'd like to see one of these guys give up his car because his neighbor drove drunk and caused an accident.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's legitimate.
Your car and just show you're against car violence.
It's a legitimate thing to contemplate and to have an honest discussion about before we tie ourselves up. And I don't trust these guys. I think they are trying to disarm the population. I'm sorry, I am a conspiracy theorist on that. I think that is the plan. Philip Van Cleve, the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I always appreciate it when you come on. Let's stay in touch. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.